I just want to come in on a February thing. I know I'm late. I don't really care. But there was something, it looked like, from all the people's posts about kindness. I know the Rock Shop DJ had posted something about random acts of kindness. And so I think there was something on day 13 about kindness. And this is a big thing of mine. I guess I've developed sort of a bugaboo about kindness. And it has to do with the fact that I work with blind adults. Many of them are going blind while we're working together, or have recently gone blind. And the main thrust of my work has to do with technology, but there's always all the little adjustment issues that go on behind the scenes that don't quite always get worked with as directly, maybe, as they could, you know, officially through the state agencies and some of the vendors that serve them. And so, you know, people basically just have issues around adjusting to the fact that they're going blind or have recently gone blind. And one of the big ones that I see is people not wanting to take their cane certain places because they fear that it makes them look weak. And my response to that is that people are really more kind than they are evil. I mean, I guess it depends on where you go and who you hang with and the people in your life. But my take on it from the places that I've been in this world is that when people see your cane, they're more likely to help you than to hurt you because they think you're weak because of it. So I had put together a thing where I got Dropbox because I wanted to suddenly, quickly be able to record onto my phone, and I thought how convenient that would be if it would go to Dropbox. And so I started to record all the little acts of kindness that happened to me, especially in the arena of transportation. I think that's where they happen most, you know, because I'm either at home all night or at work all day, and the people in both of those places are tired of my dumbass. But, you know, when I'm out and about on the street, and that's where I encounter all my strangers mostly, those are the people that are really kind. And the other day, there was one. It was really touching. Now, I'm always dumb about when girls are hitting on me, but I don't think this girl was hitting on me. I was walking past the library. I wasn't walking. I was walking fast, because I was running late. And I was about to be, but not quite yet, late to work. And I didn't want that to happen. And so I was hustling along pretty good. And it was a little warmer out than I thought, because my dumb weather app said it had been like 46 degrees. And so I put on a light jacket and I started to bust my butt down the street. And by the time I got to the library, I had like unzipped my jacket and I was rolling along. Like, I was moving pretty fast. And this lady was like, excuse me, you look like you're in a hurry. Can I give you a ride somewhere? And I was like, no, thanks. Thanks anyway. And I waved at her and I was gone. And I caught my bus. I made it to work on time. All was good. But to me, that was like just part and parcel of what happens. Like, if you get into a routine and you are in the same spots a lot of the time, the people that are also in those same spots, the people that ride buses or the people that are out and about at that same time in that same area, will get used to seeing you there. And they'll start to help you. I've had people, like, I'm normally go a certain place, you know, like I work in the same spot on the same days of the week. And there was another time when we had a holiday or something, and there was actually bus service, and I was like going somewhere different, but it was around the same time. And this lady was like having a cow. She was like, "Oh my God, no, you're on the wrong bus. He's on the wrong bus." You know? And, you know, it could be looked at like, "Bitch, what are you doing? You know, get out." But no, she was just trying to be helpful and trying to be kind. And I'm telling you, that's what people do. That's what people do. Anyway, maybe, I don't know, maybe I have some blessed existence or something, but that's what I encounter.
You and me both.
Amanda said so too. See, she just has to do. She just has to say, she won't post on Audio Boom, but she has to say something when I do. It's her random act of kindness. So, yeah, that's all right. I don't mind. I love it. As long as she agrees with me, I love it. So, yeah, that's my thing. And, I don't know. I didn't do quite as good on the February stuff. Sorry, Seth and Kat, if you happen to hear this. But I'll try harder. I guess there's still a little bit of the month left. Pause recording. Button.